I roll down the window of the SUV and take in a long, deep breath of the mountain air. It's freezing as fuck, but it clears my mind. Maybe it was a crazy idea, heading to the middle of nowhere this time of year, but after Thanksgiving, I knew we couldn't spend another holiday in that house. And now, breathing in the air filled with wood smoke and pine trees, I know I made a good call. The kids knew it was coming, although I told them it was just a break we'd be taking until after the new year. 5 weeks in the mountains will do us all some good. When we head back to Nashville after the holidays, maybe we'll all have our heads on straight. Still, not all the kids are on board with my plan. I look in my rearview mirror, eyeing my children. Faith, the oldest, is in the passenger seat, and the other five are either sleeping or wearing headphones, zoned out. It's been a long few days. Well, really, it's been a long year.
This is a terrible idea, Dad.
Faith is looking down at her phone, judging me in the way only an 18-year-old daughter can do.
I mean, it's been a year of terrible ideas, but this is the worst one yet.
What did I do this time? I run a hand over my beard and look at my eldest girl.
There isn't even a Starbucks in this town.
I think there might be one a town over. Eagle Crest, maybe?
All I can find on the map is a diner called Rosie's, but it looks old-fashioned and, like, ancient.
Don't judge a book by its cover. She rolls her eyes.
Dad, you are such a cliché.
Hey, I laugh, not offended. Getting a reaction from her sometimes is worth the cheesy lines. The kids and I have had a hell of a year, and Faith has felt it just as hard as anyone. The reviews are what matters. Are they any good?
Actually, everyone says you can't beat the coffee or the pie.
See? My plan wasn't too terrible. This town has unbeatable pie.
The littles are gonna love it. I bet you'll have a heck of a time wrangling them into doing their schoolwork,
Faith says wistfully.
They are going to be so excited to play in the snow and go sledding, but Levi and I are too old for that. We'll be bored out of our minds. I just wish we could have stayed home.
I scoff. Too old to make a snowman? Come on, Faith. No one's ever too old for that. I turn on the radio and Faith instantly reaches for the volume, turning it up.
Dad, it's your song,
she says, smiling now, and in the back seat, Lily and Willa perk up, singing along. The lyrics, at least. When I wrote this, I never expected... She cuts me off.
I know you never thought a pop star would be singing it. You want old guys in Nashville with dusty guitars to sing your stuff.
So what? You saying I have old man taste, Faith? She laughs, pointing to the road on the left where I need to turn. She turns down the music.
You aren't that old, Dad. You're 36.
My large SUV with a trailer hitched to the back, loaded with suitcases and boxes, rumbles down the long country road, and in the heart of the mountain valley sits the house we've rented for the next 5 weeks.
Mom would have loved it here. Look at the wraparound porch with swings. It's so sweet.
Faith breathes, and I reach for my daughter's arm, squeezing it. Losing Savvy this past year nearly broke us all, but here we are, still standing. Savvy always said what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. I hated the sentiment, but damn, there's some truth in it. She would have, I agree. Savannah was a country girl at heart. She never sang, but she wore cowboy boots and a bandana in her hair.
I miss her so much, Faith says softly.
I know, sweetheart. We all do. I've been a widower just over a year, the kids without a mother, but it feels longer than that. Savvy was so sick for so long that in the end it was a relief to finally know she wasn't in any more pain. Before we park the vehicle, there is one more thing I want to say to my daughter. It's the reason I wanted her to ride up front with me for the last stretch of the drive. Faith, you're done with high school, so I don't expect you to stick around your old man forever. You said you wanted to come on this trip with us, but if at any time you want to spread your wings, don't be scared to ask. I want to help my girl fly, okay? Faith smiles, and I know she heard me. Still, she's her mother's daughter and likes to diffuse hard times with jokes.
Dad, she teases, stop being so sentimental. You live in the mountains now. You need to get tough.
I grew out this beard, I say, running a hand over my jaw.